Pops, to be sure. You heard the Boston Pops with John Williams conducting his love theme from 1978's Superman. Fun fact, the man who wrote The Godfather, Mario Puzo, was the screenwriter for that film, Superman. You're with The Oasis on the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. So there is a moment from Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird, the epic piece by the Russian composer. This week, the TSO will perform it with incoming artistic director Gustavo Gimeno conducting. It's going to be a very special set of concerts. After his Toronto Symphony Orchestra debut last year, the concert season culminates with these performances starting Friday and running through Sunday. Jonathan Crowe will perform Sibelius's violin concerto as well, and Prokofiev's classical will round out the program. This is a tempting ticket, to be sure. Big rep at Roy Thompson this weekend. Like always, getting Gustavo to Toronto is an effort years in the making and still years away. He is currently the music director of the Orchestre Philharmonique du Luxembourg, and he will officially land in the big smoke as of 2020-2021. That will make him the TSO's 11th music director and starting the orchestra's 99th season. He is one of the most sought-after guest conductors in the world. Vienna, the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, Sweden, Netherlands, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Houston, Seattle, London, and Switzerland. And that's just in the last year or two, my goodness. Last night at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in downtown Toronto, TSO CEO Matthew Loden invited a small group of classical music lovers to meet the maestro. I sat down with Gustavo at the bar for a chat. Gustavo, welcome to Toronto.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
You look great.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with considering jet lag.
You're wearing a nice suit. And tell me about what goes into becoming a music director at the TSO, because it feels like it takes years and years and years for this to all happen. And meanwhile, you do some guest appearances and so on. But it's a big process, isn't it?
It's a big process, but it's, I think, very good from the TSO that they approach this process already with time in advance, not only to find the suitable people and also considering the new CEO of the orchestra started 1 year ago approximately, but also considering how things go in this business and we need to plan seasons ahead. So we have the time now to do that. So in that sense, it's going very fine and we don't have that kind of pressure. We are already working in the future and with much motivation, and in my case I'm thrilled to be here. Really, it's a city I love, it's an orchestra I love, and I feel at home in a way, so look forward to the future.
Of course people would want to ask you to be here, but it also means that you have to want to be here. And when you looked at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, what was it about this organization that you thought, I can see myself spending some time in this city?
To be honest, and I know it's something intuitive, that from the moment I landed in Toronto, I felt fine. I remember that particular moment. I really just felt good, while I realized I was just in an airport, which could be somewhere else. But I felt very good. Then I went to the first rehearsal with the orchestra. I loved meeting the team of the orchestra. And as we started rehearsing, it was Beethoven's Fourth Symphony, I was really impressed. The orchestra played beautifully, with culture, with very extremely musical, with good taste, and as an instrument, and also their attitude, extremely professional and really open-minded. So I remember being in the intermission of the first rehearsal and thinking, this is absolutely a wonderful place where to be. I love these people and the way they play and the way they approach music and their attitude. Very generous. So I felt really very well from the very beginning.
I've interviewed Peter Ungian several times over the years. A wonderful man. He's off to Colorado. But, I mean, he had some projects. He had some ideas for the TSO. I mean, he had a long time to make that happen, too. Is there something you're looking to do with the orchestra from a music standpoint?
You know, many things. And as you can imagine, I'm also looking forward to share them with everyone in February next year, yeah, when we will announce my first season as music director. But it works in many different directions. It has to do with education, with community performances has to do with core repertoire and big pieces of the late Romantic repertoire, has to do with vocal repertoire, with new compositions and compositions by Canadian composers and young talents. So in many different directions, and that's, yeah, very much looking forward to share that. But for the time being, we are working hard on it, and yeah, I think we'll be a very nice period in the future waiting for us.
I'm excited for you. Tell me about the Firebird, Stravinsky. That's what's happening this week. It's a big piece in many ways. Stravinsky, there's a lot of baggage whenever you bring him up as a composer. Tell me about the piece. Tell me what it means to be working on this particular bit of repertoire.
You know, considering we have the concertmaster of the orchestra playing one of the most relevant violin concertos, Romantic Concerto by Sibelius, extremely original, Jonathan Crowe as a soloist, but also two very important parts of the 20th century music, which is the Classical Symphony by Prokofiev, very much inspired in the style of Joseph Haydn mainly. Extremely graceful music, wonderful composition, very, very demanding technically. And the Firebird is a piece I know very well because I've conducted the ballet and several of the suites. He composed three suites. I even conducted recently the suite of 1919 last week, even, but this one, 1945, is personally my favorite one, which is a little longer, and also keeping, let's say, the highlights of the ballet. I always think of this beginning of the century in Paris. Do you imagine having this composition after, and also having Petrushka and Daphnis Sikloé by Ravel and Le Sacre du Printemps only in a couple of years? All wonderful compositions, yeah. Very important part of the history. And if you think only of this beginning of the Firebird, which is so mysterious, so it really grabs you from the stomach right from the beginning. So very much, actually, already looking forward to have the first rehearsal and to perform with the musicians of the TSO.
It's an exciting time to have you here briefly before we get you permanently. And I know you've got other cities to be in and other places to tour. You're a very busy man. It's a real pleasure to meet you. And we're looking forward to speaking to you here at Classical FM as the years go by.
Yeah, I'm also very pleased to be here, and in a way I'm an impatient person. On the other hand, it's important.
You're in the wrong business.
Yeah, but sometimes it's important to wait for the moment.
Yeah.
And in the future, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra will be the orchestra I will conduct the most, because it will mean 13 weeks a season and many concerts, and that will be the core of my activities, and I will reduce substantially my guest conducting, because I really want to focus on this, and I'm really motivated and really thrilled about the future in all senses, musically with the orchestra and also in this city, because I really love being here.
Gustavo, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great speaking with Gustavo Gimeno. Here is the Firebird, and don't forget, he will conduct Stravinsky's ballet this weekend at Roy Thompson Hall. TSO.ca for tickets.